It's here and now, and you may have noticed a lot of this kind of fare on TV in the past few days.
This is the story of Jesus.
The rock upon which the church is built.
An icon.
Every day more of our people are being crucified.
Oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I would fly away and be at rest.
We heard from CNN's Finding Jesus, Faith, Fact, Forgery, NBC's AD, The Bible Continues, The Dove Keepers on CBS. Yes, it's the week before Easter and Passover, so we can expect to see religious stories on television. But NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says this year is a Bible blockbuster. Eric, tell us about some of these shows. It does feel that way just in the promos.
Oh, it sure does. So we saw Killing Jesus on Sunday on Nat Geo. That's a dramatization of Bill O'Reilly's book about the story of Jesus. We see this week on CBS The Dove Keepers, which is the story about the siege of Masada, based on a book by Alice Hoffman. And next Sunday, on Easter Sunday, NBC has AD, The Bible Continues, which is a sequel or a continuation of a very popular miniseries, The Bible, that ran on the History Channel 2 years ago. So there's a lot of these shows kind of coming to television at the same time. And it gives you a sense, yeah, that you're almost going to church a little bit here this week.
Well, let's take a listen to a little bit of The Dove Keepers, Alice Hoffman's book. A lot of the many fans of Alice Hoffman might have read that book, not for religious reasons, but because it's a really good story. It has a female protagonist. In this scene, though, we're going to be listening to actor Sam Neill. Again, this is the story of the Siege of Masada, and let's listen to a little of Sam Neill.
Rome has ordered that you tell me your story. You will remain my prisoners until you've told me what really happened in Masada. So tell me the truth. Tell me your story. And do not, on any account, ever waste my time. All that interests me is the truth. Your lives depend upon it.
So there, Eric Deggans is a really good bad guy.
Yeah, that's another side to the guy from Jurassic Park, isn't it?
But the point is, it's entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Well, these stories are enduring, of course. I mean, these are some of the most compelling stories that we have in our history as storytellers. And there's this couple, Mark Burnett and Roma Downey, who have specialized in translating Bible stories into movies. They did the Son of God movie and also doing television. They have done The Dove Keepers and AD. Now, Roma Downey, people will remember she was a co-star on Touched by an Angel. And Mark Burnett, people will know because he co-created the American version of Survivor. He's known as this guy who is really good at reality television, but when he married Roma Downey, they made their sort of religious faith the center of a production company. And they did the Bible for the History Channel. They're able to translate these stories in a way that avoids controversy, that makes them exciting and makes them feel contemporary. And so a lot of people are tapping them to do these shows now.
But Eric Deggans, what about you as a TV critic? You've got The Dove Keepers, Finding Jesus, NBC's AD, The Bible Continues. Are they well done?
Well, I think for people who are fans of like Breaking Bad or Mad Men or, you know, some of the modern dramas that we have, they're not necessarily going to be into these stories. But I've often said that period pieces are not about the period that they portray. They're about the period in which they were made. So you look at the Ten Commandments movie, that classic movie with Yul Brynner and Charlton Heston, and that tells you much more about the 50s than it does about ancient Egypt. And I feel you can look at these modern biblical epics and you can see contemporary mores wrapped up in them. The Jesus in Killing Jesus looks much more like a Middle Eastern person. He's not that blue-eyed white man that we've often seen in pictures in early films. AD has a multiracial cast. There's black actors in that show. As you mentioned, The Dove Keepers has two women as very important protagonist characters going up against Sam Neill as the villain. So we can look at these and see a contemporary vision of religion, and it tells us something about ourselves, which I think is really interesting. The other thing I'll say is that I think Hollywood has always yearned to figure out how to connect with the middle of the country. They call it flyover country, the towns and states and cities in between New York and LA. And I think Hollywood maybe thinks that these Bible stories are a way to reach out to that heartland audience that will be moved by the religion in the stories and also the spectacle that they can bring as a modern TV product.
Well, we'll see if they're successful. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.